U.S. health officials say teenage use of e-cigarettes has reached epidemic levels. The Food and Drug Administration has given the five largest manufacturers of the products 60 days to produce plans to immediately reverse underage use of their products. Otherwise, the manufacturers risk having their flavored products pulled off the market. As WUWM's Mayan Silva reports, some local officials also want to target the products. But there are fans here, too.
E-cigarettes are electronic devices that heat up nicotine solution to produce a vapor that people inhale. The inhaling is called vaping. The solution is called e-juice and can come in flavors like Fruit Loops, gummy bears, strawberry. Dan Molash is the owner of an e-cigarette store on the South Side, Dripper's Paradise. He's 30 years old and started smoking cigarettes at age 16. He says vaping has been his key to quitting smoking.
I actually was against it when I first started it because the flavors weren't there, the technology wasn't there. It just wasn't giving me the experience that I was looking for.
He says over time, the technology and flavors got better.
With that, I was able to quit smoking. It was maybe like 6 months that it took from me starting vaping to quitting smoking totally. Now I've been smoke-free now for 4.5, 5 years.
Molash says that it's possible to vape liquid with no nicotine up through various concentrations of nicotine. He says now that he's done with cigarettes, he's hoping to phase off his use of e-cigarette nicotine as well. But experts say that people shouldn't consider e-cigarettes to be a risk-free substitute for traditional cigarettes. Dr. Doug Jorenby is a professor of medicine at UW School of Medicine and Public Health. He says there's no tobacco in the solution, so people aren't inhaling carbon monoxide like with a traditional cigarette or cigar. But Jorenby says that while it may not be as carcinogenic as cigarettes, there are other concerns with vaping.
The FDA was testing some of the e-juice that was being sold and found that in many cases the nicotine content was wildly inaccurate based on what was labeled, had quite a bit more or quite a bit less, and in some cases there were industrial contaminants in it.
Jorenby says that when some of the substances are heated to a high temperature and inhaled, it can destroy the air sacs in the lungs. He also says there's a special concern when it comes to minors taking in that nicotine.
If people are exposed to nicotine before about the age of 16, they develop a form of nicotine dependence that's much more severe, meaning it's harder for them to quit. They tend to smoke more as adults. But if they're not exposed to nicotine until they're after that age, then that increased dependence doesn't manifest itself.
Jorenby says another risk is that there is now pretty clear evidence that kids who start vaping with nicotine are more likely to take up traditional cigarettes. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction surveyed how widespread teen use of e-cigarettes is in the state. Over 11% of a representative sample of public high school students reported vaping, with almost one quarter of high school senior males saying they do. The FDA calls it a youth epidemic and wants to forcefully address these trends. Local politicians are on the same page. Alderman Michael Murphy says that the city has been taking actions to prevent young people from vaping.
One, we increased the penalties significantly for retailers selling to minors. In addition, if they're selling single nicotine items, it'll also be increased significantly. In addition, we prohibit the sale of e-cigarettes for minors, which aligns us with state statutes. And finally, we've also prohibited the use of e-cigarettes on city property and in places where state law currently bans smoking.
You remember vape store owner Dan Molash, who we talked to earlier? While he's a fan of e-cigarettes, for adults who need to kick a nicotine habit, he understands the risks of teens getting hooked on them because he started smoking cigarettes when he was young.
It was a huge mistake on my part. I did it because I was trying to be cool, and it turned into a severe addiction that I ended up spending 10 years of my life dealing with. And it took, you know, pretty much this whole 5 years to start overcoming that fully. So it's like, yeah, for any teenager to pick this up, it's a dumb move, vaping or smoking.
He says he's IDing everyone who appears 27 or younger. Mayan Silver, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.